Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us.
Aloha. Well, if you tune into Indian Asia's program on American Freedom Radio, you're usually used to hearing him say aloha, but this is not Indian Asia. IndianAsia.tv, of course, is his website. Welcome to the Indian Asia program with this very special edition. I'm your guest host for tonight, Bob Tuscan, taking you on this journey down the rabbit hole. Solution-oriented radio trying to make a difference. You tired of the fear-mongering? Tired of the same old? Well, on tonight's show, we're going to look at 10 possible solutions with my special guest from the website, What on Earth is Happening? Here's Mark. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
I'm really looking forward to tonight's program. We're going to go down the rabbit hole, like I said, talk about a lot of different solutions. And before we get to listing the 10 different solutions, and then we'll get into each one individually, let's quickly give our listeners a taste of you and I and refer them to our websites. Yours, of course, is whatonearthishappening.com, correct?
Yes.
And my website is theylie.com. When they're not telling the truth, folks, they lie. And my show, Truth Be Told Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock to midnight East Coast time, can be found at our website, theylie.com, and also revolutionbroadcasting.com. Okay, now, the 10 things, Mark, that we're going to be covering tonight. Let's quickly, if we can, list them within this first segment, and then when we come back from this break, that's going to be going by real fast here, folks, we're going to get into these 10 things individually. So, Mark, I'll let you go ahead and promptly outline those 10 things, and then we'll jump right into tonight's show.
Sure, no problem. Okay, so I call these the grassroots solutions for real consciousness change, and they are as follows. Number one, heal our worldview. Number two, change the quality of our attention. Number three, develop true present moment awareness. Number four, change our diet. Number five, to the extent that it is within our power, detach as much as possible from the current immoral monetary system that we have. Number six, the non-support of dominators and those who are actively involved in upholding the dominator culture. Number seven, the development of mindfulness. Number eight, the use of entheogenic compounds in a conscious context. Number nine, the power of positive thinking. And number 10, once you understand the dynamic that is really taking place, it's your responsibility to help others to awaken.
Did everyone get their pen out and write those down? Don't worry, folks. When we get back from the break, we'll cover it, I promise. Mark, I'm interested in getting into each of those topics with you. As we've spoken about off the air and on my program, we could probably spend a show on each of the topics that you just mentioned. I mean, where do we begin? So without fear-mongering, folks, we can take a look at the dilemma and act on the problems that we see and take action and take steps to do something about the situation we're in and not just sit back in our rocking chairs and not do anything about it. So, folks, get off the internet for a little bit. Get out into your community. Figure out if you're prepared mentally, physically, with goods and whatnot. Anyways, folks, we're going to be talking about how we can prepare both mentally, physically, all the above. You name it. Truth Be Told Radio is my show. In for Indian Asia, IndianAsia.tv. We'll be right back in just a moment, folks, on American Freedom Radio.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Hey there, this is Tom Ward with a question. What's in your water? Not sure? Many aren't. Still looking around heavy, expensive, and wasteful bottles just because you don't trust your tap water? Now you don't have to, thanks to Echolo Blue. The Echolo Blue 30 atmospheric water generator extracts moisture straight from the air or turns your tap water into 99.98% pure drinking perfection, continuously, efficiently, and without plastic bottles. At an average cost of just 20 cents per gallon at 8 gallons per day, you'll save lots of money over bottled water and ensure the health and safety of you and your family. Get off the grid and declare your water independence today. Go to echoloblue.com today to get the ultimate in pure, cost-effective, and bottle-free drinking water. Or call 800-691-6043. That's ECOLOBLUE.com or 800-691-6043. Echolo Blue, leading the water solution revolution.
Looking to save time, money, and fuel in your car while increasing performance? Switch to AMSOIL. AMSOIL's top-selling dealer wants to offer you American-made value to support this radio network. Check out SyntheticWarehouse.com for the latest in AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters. AMSOIL makes driving fun again. Trust the first 100% synthetic motor oil licensed in North America. Since 1972, it remains the only oil backed with a guarantee. Buy your automotive products from SyntheticWarehouse.com today. For motorcycles, AMSOIL is also proven to be the number one top-performing oil available. Cut temperatures, enjoy smooth shifting, longer clutch life, and increase horsepower. 25,000-mile oil change intervals are standard for gas and diesel. Call 800-579-0580. But check out the site at SyntheticWarehouse.com. Double the life of your transmission. Go to SyntheticWarehouse.com today.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Give Big Pharma the boot. Listen in to Natural Answers with Darren Craddock and Steve St. Clair Saturdays from 11 to 1 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Get right into the show tonight, and without any further ado, again, I'm with Mark from What Is Really Happening, or What on Earth Is Really Happening. Mark, I almost went the whole show without messing up the web address there. What on Earth Is Really Happening.com
is happening. What on Earth Is Happening.com.
All right. See, I did mess it up, and I knew I would. Now, I subconsciously put it in my mind there that I would mess up your website, and sure enough, I did. But nonetheless, we're going to get right into those 10 things that can really gear us to moving towards solutions so that we don't have to deal constantly with the negative side of it all. What can we do to take a look at the problems and then act on it and make a difference, right, Mark?
Absolutely. And, you know, once you become aware of the nature of the problem, you understand that this is really a problem of the human psyche and the human consciousness. So the only way to change the external manifestation of that is by changing our inward qualities. And that's why so many of these solutions are geared toward changing the internal qualities of a person, because once that changes, the outer world will follow along with it.
All right, Mark, you ready to get to number one?
Yes.
Solution here we go. Number one on Indian Asia. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Okay, I call this solution worldview healing. Worldview healing is basically healing the way we see ourselves in relationship to the world and others in it. So this technique has actually been called shamanism by many people, and it's a technique that has been around for millennia. To be a shaman means one who can see in the dark. So we're in a world of darkness right now where mind control rules the day. And worldview healing is helping to bring a different understanding of the relationship that we possess in the world and our relationship to other people, to others, so that we can start to change the negative dynamic that we see playing out around us. It's the difference between an integrated worldview and a separatist worldview. So do we see ourselves as separate from everything else, separate from nature, separate from all those around us, or do we see ourselves as fundamentally and integrally connected to the world around us as part of one living system?
So you're not talking about a one-world government, are you?
Absolutely not. It's the understanding that as one is experiencing suffering, as one is experiencing injustice, all are. We're all in this together, and we have to understand and appreciate that dynamic and basically work to heal those imbalances that we see happening in the world around us. It's part of healing ourselves. It's healing our own worldview. You have to understand as something is happening to others, it's happening to you.
And the elites, are they suffering as well?
They're suffering from that most of all. They're suffering from a completely poisonous worldview and one of complete separatism that makes them see nature as theirs to conquer and people as theirs to own and control. And this is an illness.
Yeah, and I see it that way, and I see them as being victims of this more than anything else. And really, we need to see that we can go beyond this consciousness, so to speak, and create our own world in which we are connected and can make a difference and collectively work towards the betterment of our society and not the division. This divide and conquer notion is a big part of this number one solution-oriented idea that you present in your presentation. Just a quick recap. Number one?
Worldview healing, otherwise known as shamanism.
Okay, let's get to number two on Indian Asia. Here we go. Your number two solution, Mark.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Solution number two is changing the quality of our attention. You know, as much as the food that we put into our body makes us who we are, so does the information that we take into ourselves and the information that we accept into our mind and our mental makeup and our psyche. So we need to get off the poison stream, as I call it, of negative and extremely disempowering information out there in the world that is basically geared toward a victim mentality consciousness. And this is what the mainstream media largely caters to, because as a form of mind control, it helps keep people in a very low psychic vibration. And we need to disconnect ourselves from that poison stream and get onto pure waters. And that is the alternative media, well-researched books, lectures by people who are really connected with this different worldview that we talked about in solution number one.
I think it's a great appropriate time to mention my website as one of these streams, perhaps. TheyLie.com. TheyLie.com. And your website, Mark, is?
WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com.
Okay, so a quick recap on number two. I threw my television out of my fourth-story apartment the other day. Not the other day. It's been two or three years now, but it feels like it was the other day. And, folks, I don't recommend you do this, and you definitely want to make sure there's nobody underneath the walkway or wherever you're throwing it out the window there. But get rid of the TV.
Yeah, and the internet is a valuable resource. You have to kind of weed through it and pick out the jewels, so to speak. But I think people who are listening on this network largely understand this step. We just need to make others aware of this as well. So number two, change the quality of our attention.
All right,
it's a spiritual currency. Attention is a spiritual currency.
I got that.
Attention.
You gotta fill your mind up with uplifting thoughts, but you still, on a real level, have to be aware of what's going on, because fear in many ways can be helpful, and you know, we can't trick ourselves to think that everything's okay when it's not, because that's at the end of the day doing more harm than good anyways. So
there's no such thing as negative information, it's what we do with it.
I like that quote a lot, folks. Yeah, I think that's one of the quotes we'll use to headline the show for tonight. Let's see. Coming up for break here, what's that noise, Mark? Cell phone?
I'm sorry. I shut it off.
All right, no problem, buddy. I thought maybe that was the bumper music for solution number three, but here is the bumper music, folks. Solution number three on Indian Asia Radio, American Freedom Radio. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, I call this solution true present moment awareness. And this is something that is really discussed a lot in the kind of the new age circles nowadays, you know, with authors like Eckhart Tolle and others. But present moment awareness, in the sense that I'm talking about it, doesn't really mean focusing in on the minutiae of what's going on around us in our current living situation. It means actually pulling back and seeing the wider picture, the big picture of the global situation that we're all collectively in right now. It means really being aware of what's going on around us at all times. That's what consciousness is really all about. It's a higher level of awareness, not just at a local level, but at a global level, at a cosmic level even. Okay, so I depict this kind of graphically in my presentation by a painting called the Gnostic Crucifixion, and it has the symbol of Christ crucified with the two thieves at his side, depicting the present moment as a source of power, and the two energies that rob or thieve from the present moment as being the past, which is over. Nothing can be done to change it. People feel regret over the past, and therefore it takes away from their connectedness with the present moment. And the future, the other thief that robs from the present moment, because people feel anxiety over the future, which hasn't arrived yet. The solution is actually being present in the current moment to actually become active, so that you could take action and do what is necessary to extricate yourself from whatever negative situation you may be experiencing by being fully present and seeing the wider picture.
Okay, folks, that's the number three solution. Be here now.
That's right.
A book by Ram Dass. And definitely a very influential book in my life. I'm sure you've read the book as well, Mark.
Yes, I have, and it is excellent.
Okay, so that's the number three. Number three, is that how you say it?
That was number three.
The number three solution on...
No, this one's number four. This one coming up is number... Right.
Here we go. Number four.
Okay, the number four solution for positive consciousness change is one that everybody has within their power to a certain extent, and this is change the quality of our diet, of the food that we take into ourselves. And this is a really important one that I think a lot more people need to get onto and understand deeply how poisonous and toxic some of the foods that we consume on a daily basis here in the Western culture have become, laden with toxins, chemical pesticides, additives, preservatives, fluoride in the drinking water, high fat, high cholesterol, high carbohydrate. So we need to get off the fast food, sugar, laden diets, get onto fresh or locally grown organic produce, mm-hmm. and get off of the unnecessary medications and pharmaceutical cartel drugs that are so frequently pushed upon us in our culture, because that's not what generates health. What generates health is what we take into our body and what we take into our mind.
Hey, Mark, on republicmedia.tv, a website that I frequent, and the folks at republicmedia.tv. I want to thank them for doing great work over there. They have a lot of interesting documentaries that they post, and a recent documentary posted on that website is HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. For any of the listeners who don't know about the AIDS scandal, they should really look into this. Now, they are going to the point, folks, where these pharmaceutical companies will make up a lie that there's this virus, HIV, killing people, just so that they can poison these folks and blame their illnesses based on malnutrition, drug use, and so many other things on AIDS and this boogeyman, just like the boogeyman of the Taliban folks, just like the boogeyman of the communists and all these other boogeymans we've seen in this constant Hegelian dialectic. So I wanted to take a quick side note here and mention that, Mark. It's quite the interesting scandal, and it really is a big story that needs to be looked at by anybody listening. Anyways, back to the number four solution here. There's so many things we can talk about, and perhaps we'll talk about this number four solution until the end of the break here coming up.
Okay.
And first off, let's talk about a few things here. The things that come to mind, first off, high fructose corn syrup. I look into all these drinks and products. They all have high fructose corn syrup in them, a lot of them.
Sure.
And there was a new story that just came out that said that high fructose corn syrup has mercury in it. That can't be good for you, can it?
Well, okay, soft metals will do a lot of damage to the human brain and nervous system. So, no, that can't be good for you.
The link to Alzheimer's disease with aluminum deposits in the human brain, folks. This is not natural. Okay, chemtrails being sprayed in the sky. I know I'm preaching to the choir here on American Freedom Radio. I know everybody sees those things, and they just, you know, they look around them to say, hey, is anybody else seeing what I'm seeing? Does anybody else feel like we're being poisoned? I mean, come on.
Again, a lot of evidence to support that there's soft metallic content in the content of the chemtrail sprays that they're spraying.
There.
So another possible risk to human health, sure.
Namely barium, thanks to the great work of Clifford Carnicom, if you're familiar with him. He's been doing a lot of great things. Okay, let's talk about GMOs. You know, the list goes on. We can really spend a whole show just talking about these topics, folks, and it really is important. Now, vitamin D. Let's talk about vitamin D for a second.
Well, that's something that I try to take on a daily basis, and it can help with flu prevention. I think it's, supplements. We need to try to get it as much as possible in our foods, and if we know it's lacking in our diet, supplements are another way to go as well.
Now, you want to hear the cheapest way to make vitamin D?
Sure.
Well, I'm not going to tell you right now. I'm going to tease it until we come back from the break. But, folks, did you know that vitamin D is probably the most common effect here to a lot of the illnesses, along with the thyroid, which has been totally damaged by all sorts of toxins in the water supply, such as fluoride? At my website, theylie.com, we have a whole show with Dr. Paul Knutt, a leading chemist on the subject of fluoride, who's been very outspoken with his consensus of, I think it's like 2,000, maybe? No, maybe that's architects and engineers that I'm mixing the number with. But he has a huge consensus of dentists and chemists that are all speaking out against fluoride and the effects of fluoride. Mark, let's quickly mention some of the things that your research mentions in reference to fluoride. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's an agent that basically can be used to make populations docile and not have an active response to things that are going on to basically pillage their freedoms and their sovereignty and get you to just lay down, kind of, you know. The Germans used it in the drinking water in prisoner of war camps during World War II. And they're adding it actively to, I think it's over 60% or more, 65% of the drinking water in the United States right now. It doesn't belong in our drinking water. It's a toxin. It's a neurotoxin. It damages the brain. It damages the bones. It damages everything. We need to get it out of our drinking water.
The pineal gland, right? Let's talk a little bit about that. Go ahead.
It can create calcification layers over the pineal gland, and the pineal gland has been referred to in just about every mystical tradition worldwide as the third eye. It's the balance point. It's right in the center of the head, and it represents the gland that activates and helps us to activate when we are bringing our right and left hemispheres into balance with each other. So this is kind of a spiritual connection point in the physiology, and fluoride definitely creates calcification at that location. So it overall does not belong in the human body in any quantities.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's disturbing to see them poison us. On Indian Asia's program, I know he's dedicated to presenting the truth about these topics. And we are, of course, geared on tonight's show to solutions. And, of course, the way to stay away from fluoride in your water system is pretty easy, folks. You got to get purified water. You have to get water from... let's see here. There's certain spring waters, but even certain, you know, Dasani, for instance, they put salt in their water and all sorts of crazy stuff. And, you know, you pick up a bottle of Dasani and it says 100% pure water, but they're poisoning you, folks. And no surprise that it's Coca-Cola. Anyways, when we get back, I'll tell you about the vitamin D and how you can get it for real cheap without having to go buy supplements on American Freedom Radio.
Island disappears while you are looking the other way. They'll take your right to own your own eyes.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here, host of Deadline Live. I wanted to share with you my secret weapon in fighting the new world order. It's a new product called Enerfood. Enerfood is bar none the best health supplement I've tried, and I've tried them all. With many ingredients like spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, barley grass, alfalfa leaf, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, it really is nothing less than superfood. I couldn't imagine having to shop and prepare all of these ingredients, but now I don't have to. Enerfood's done it for me. A simple scoop of powder every day is all all it takes. No fillers, no miracle claims, no magic bullets. Just a real product with real results. Call them today and mention Jack Flood and get a special discount. Get the two-pack special with the coconut oil powder. Call them now, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Or simply go to enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. Tell them Jack Flood sent you.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
News and information the mainstream won't touch. An American Warning Radio. Right here, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
Okay, welcome back to the Indian Asia program on American Freedom Radio. I'm guest host Bob Tuscan, joined with my special guest Mark Paseo from WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. Correct, Mark?
That's correct.
And we were just wrapping up our number four or number five solution there.
And that was four.
Four, okay. And I had mentioned before the break that I was going to give a cheap way to get your vitamin D uptake, which is extremely important, and it's real easy, folks. Now, if it's not winter for you still, hopefully it's not, and hopefully we're getting into the spring here, take off your shirt for about 10 minutes a day, men and ladies, wear your bikinis. You want to make sure you have most of your upper body exposed to the sunlight, and get about 10 minutes of it a day. That should help. All right, Mark, you wanted to talk a little bit about the pharmaceutical connections to a lot of these SRI drugs that are poisoning the minds of the sheeple out there. And not only the sheeple, but some very good people in the truth movement are also wrapped up on these medications.
Yeah, the SSRI compound, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, also known as antidepressants. And I see a lot of people who are even very aware, even some quite spiritually aware people still using this class of compounds. And I think it's exceedingly dangerous because of what it does to the physiology of the brain and what it does to the emotions. You know, our emotions are our guidance center for a moral direction in life. It's kind of, they're kind of a compass. They act as a compass. And when we take these antidepressant drugs, they kind of numb us from being able to experience certain emotional states. And I think that is really like taking your compass in the wilderness and just chucking it over your shoulder. So I think people need to I think antidepressants are very overprescribed, and a lot of people who are currently taking them don't need them. I think there may be some valid usages for them in certain instances of extreme chemical imbalances in the brain due to physiological problems, but I think that's largely not the case, and I think many people taking them do not need this class of compounds in their body.
Wow. So no SRIs, no antidepressants. Stay away from them, folks. And also get some exercise, because that will help with your focus. That will help with your general well-being. And the mind and the body, you have to remember, folks, is connected. In order to make a difference and make a better world to live in, we have to worry about our ship that we're in, our physical body, so to speak. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, okay, we'll get to the number five solution here on Indian Asia's program, American Freedom Radio. Here we go, number five.
Okay, the number five solution is, to the extent that it is within our capability, detach as much as possible from the current immoral monetary system that we have. And this is a difficult one for almost everyone. You know,
wow.
Money really controls us more than anything else. And we have an immoral fractional reserve banking empire, and we have an immoral fiat currency system set up here really in every system in the world, in every government. And these bankers are really the highest level occultists and sorcerers that are kind of pulling the strings on the world stage. And we need to get away from their system of value. This isn't what really carries true value. And I know that it can sound like a real tall order, but we have to understand that money is really a proxy for value. It's a proxy for balance. Just the word money. The word money is an occult usage. It's a play on words. They're using the word one eye in disguise, the term one eye, mon eye, money. Break it down. Mon means mono, one, and eye, the one eye. And they put that talisman on the seal of the reverse of the Great Seal of the United States, and they're actually flaunting it right there out in the open in plain sight. They're coloring it green. Green is the color of nature. It's the color of balance. It's the color of love energy, the heart chakra.
Well, and, is it though? Because we're from the blue planet. Last time I checked.
On the land, green is the dominant color. Yes, the planet is blue when you pull back and see it from space. However, where we live, it's lush. You know, what once was, anyway. We've kind of like done a number on the green energy systems of the Earth. You know, we need to get back to green. And I'm not talking about from an environmental standpoint. I'm talking about it from a psychic standpoint. We need to balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Blue and,
Mark, let me
and
ask
red
you a question.
Are the opposite extremes of the color spectrum. Green is the middle of the visible color spectrum. You know, it represents balance in mystical traditions, and it represents the opening of the third eye as well, connecting the heart with the mind.
Let me ask you a question. What can we do about the money system? How can we remove ourselves from the money system? Do you think that we can find free energy, first off? Do you think free energy is a reality? And if so, it's clear that there are powers circumventing free energy. How can we sort of go beyond the need to make profit in negligence to things like free energy that can help us out? Because if energy is free, folks, they couldn't make a single penny off of it. That's the
right point. Energy is the control of energy is the control of people, I like to say. And this is one of the biggest stepping stones toward really getting to a way of exchange that doesn't involve fiat currency and fractional reserve banking. And this is why they fear it so much. The great inventor Nikola Tesla, who lived at the turn of last century, the beginning of the 20th century, really developed a free energy system that could have been given freely to the world, and everyone could have had clean, non-polluting, green, renewable, abundant electrical energy. He had a method for doing this, and was stifled by the financial interests of his day, including J.P. Morgan and other high-level financiers. We need to really get back to the understanding that Tesla was at. We're still playing catch up on his technology that he was working with 100 years ago, which involved extremely high voltage experimentation with electricity. And I work with a group in this area called the Tesla Science Foundation that is dedicated to those ends. So I think that's a big part of what controls the systems of finance around the world. Addiction to fossil fuels, addiction to the current energy paradigm that we're on, and it is immoral as well. We're killing each other as a result. We're sending our troops to war in acts of imperialism and aggression on other sovereign states to pillage energy. Make no mistake, that is what those wars are about. We need to get free energy systems out into the open, and they exist. And scientists have been killed for trying to develop them. And we need to end this barricade on these technologies, you know, these blockades, by people stepping up and really getting out of their fear consciousness and doing the right thing.
So you really are preaching to the choir.
I try to work with some scientists and engineers in this group to try to convey that level of consciousness to them, that this really needs to be done for moral reasons now. It's beyond just, you know, bringing a new form of technology into the world. It's really changing the perspectives of how we see ourselves in relationship to nature, and it connects a lot with worldview. Mm-hmm. The other part of the monetary system is the taxation system, which I think people need to understand that your tax dollars, if you pay the income tax, are going to fund these wars of aggression and really are being used to actively build the system that is enslaving you. So you have to make a decision in your own mind and in your own heart about whether you want to comply with that system as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know Ed and Elaine Brown do not want to comply, that's for sure.
Yeah, and not enough people step up to really challenge that system and, you know, say we're not going to do it, and you're also not going to take our freedom as a result of us not doing it.
Speaking of which, locally here, abouts in Florida, Sherry Jackson, the lady who was featured in Freedom to Fascism, the former IRS agent, is being held in jail, and they're neglecting her medical needs at the moment. So please look into that story, folks, because she's just withering away. And, of course, she's a major whistleblower, former
IRS.
She's
a great woman, and it's terrible what they're doing to her right now.
Yeah. So, anyways. Oh, man, what a bummer. Okay, let's snap out of this, folks. This stuff really can wear on you. It can burn you out. But we got to focus on solutions. So let's get to number six. You want to, Mark?
Okay, sure.
Okay, here
number
we go.
Six
solution
is
number six. There we go.
Hey, this is another very difficult one to enact, and it may be a difficult one for people to get to from a mental point of view. But it is the non-support of those who uphold the dominator structures in the world. And this means withdrawing our support from the aggressors of the world, the people that are really actively, physically implementing this New World Order beast system, if you will, of total control. And that those two groups, by and large, are the police and the military. And what I was talking about in the show that we did on Friday was that the dark controllers, that the higher level occultists that are really pulling the strings, the people who are really formulating the methodologies of mind control for the population, they detest and despise the populations who they enact this mind control on because they're not advanced enough to see it. But the group that they really have disdain for more than any other, and I have firsthand knowledge of this, are the police and the military. They're actively mocked almost on a continual basis, even in the symbols in the uniforms that they wear and the talismans that they're made to wear. It's amazing once you do a deeper study of the symbology of it and how these people are really held in a deep state of disdain by their owners. And that is what they have. They have owners. They're really enacting a form of slavery onto the people below them, but at the same time, they are slaves for those above them. So that hierarchical chain really works to enslave them as well. I mean, you just look at a quote by a high-level controller like Henry Kissinger, who called military men dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Imagine this level of disdain that they're telling you that, and they're the people who are strategically positioning you in the world, and that's what they think. We really need to withdraw our support from them actively doing this because we need to understand that they're ill, that they actually have damaged brains because one of the most toxic and poisonous and damaging substance that you can ever become addicted to is adrenaline. Adrenaline will damage the human neocortex, the higher order rational thought function centers of the human brain, almost more than any other compound that you could put into the body. And people in police and military outfits are practically addicted to adrenaline on a daily basis. It pumps into their body in large quantities, and it takes richly oxygenated oxygenated blood away from the human brain makes the extremities hard because you're in the fight or flight response and you need to make a decision to fight or run. That's why blood is pumped out of the torso and the internal organs, and it's pumped away from the human brain. And the brain experiences lots of actual electrochemical damage in that state. So we need to not hate these people. We need to teach them, educate them, help explain why what they're doing isn't morally right, and really understand that they're also victims, and moreover than victims, they're actually ill. It's a disease. The desire to willfully dominate and control other people is actually a mental disorder. It's a disease if you really look into the neuroscience behind it. So we need to help get them out of those states and treat them as people who really need our help, not our further disdain and hatred.
Yeah, we really do need to look out for them. And there's a lot of great folks in the military and in the police departments, or formerly in the police departments and sheriff's offices. And Sheriff Mack comes to mind, for instance, Officer Jack McLam, who's been on my show. Of course, you can check out all of those shows at theylie.com. That's theylie.com. And Indian Asia's gracious enough to have us on his show tonight to bring these ideas to our listeners on American Freedom Radio. We'll be right back with more information in the solution-oriented line of thinking. And, of course, we thank you all for tuning in to American Freedom Radio. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
My name's Don Wiskin. For over 10 years, I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor's views on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com or call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is available in either capsules or tincture.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like smelling like...
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Brent Johnson. For a daily dose of news and information, join us for the American Freedom Report.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 Central, right here on the American Freedom Radio Network.
Action. On Indian Asia? Yeah, I was almost about to say Truth Be Told Radio, folks, which is the name of my show that I do Monday through Friday. It's hard when you're guest hosting sometimes. Yeah, hi, folks. Bob Tuscan back with my guest, Mark Passio, whatonearthishappening.com, with his three-part presentation that you can find for free on his website. It's about getting the information out and making a difference, folks. And a lot of these subjects, Mark, as we were discussing off the air, kind of cross and mix with one another. And you were just mentioning the cops, for instance, something seemingly not connected to the food situation. But yet, if you think about the stereotype of many police officers, not that this is true, but they eat junk. They eat donuts and sugary crap and drink aspartame in their diet sodas or whatnot. So definitely see the cross connections with a lot of these things. We're on solution number 7 here. Let's get to it. Solution number 7.
Okay. So solution number 7 is what I call mindfulness. Mindfulness. It's actually... Ironically, you might think of it as the opposite of what the word says, but that's what it accomplishes. You know, to make room for something, you have to empty other things out. So the mind can often be full of a lot of chatter and noise. And practicing meditation in ways that really work for you. You know, there's no proper way to engage in meditation. The proper way to meditate is the way that calms and settles your mind to basically make room for solution-oriented thoughts to stream in. This is the power of the human creativity. It's the power of the right side of the brain, you know, getting in touch with your right mind, so to speak. So I don't advocate over meditating. I advocate small amounts of it to basically calm the chatter of the mind, turn down the volume on the reactive mind, so to speak, so that we can prepare the mind for getting solutions from our collective source of energy, so to speak, the source from which we all come from. And again, you have to practice this in the way that works for you. There's many different forms of meditation. You can look some of them up and find one that you feel will work for you, and then practice it several minutes a day. That's all it really takes, and it will do wonders for clarity.
That's my mantra, folks, right there, folks. But everyone can do it differently, huh?
Yeah, I think there's no one way to do it. I mean, I generally practice transcendental meditation, which is simply allowing the thoughts to arise and go without any attachment to them. But again, there's walking meditations. There's you can meditate while listening to music. There's ways of doing that. It's a very varied practice, and there's different ways that work different for different people. So I'd suggest just doing some research into it and start to do it. Practice is what it's all really about.
All right, so solution number 7 is?
The proper usage of entheogenic compounds, using entheogens in a conscious context. That's solution number 8. Solution 7 was mindfulness. So the next one is entheogens, using entheogens in a conscious context. Now, these are also referred to as psychedelics, and the word entheogen means, it comes from the Greek roots of en, meaning within, theos, meaning God or divinity, and genere, meaning to create. So it means to create or to give rise to the divine within us. These compounds activate centers of the psyche that we don't often have access to on a daily basis. The word psychedelic, if you break down that word, means psyche, means the mind. And the verb delun in Greek means to make clear or to make visible. So this makes what's going on in our mind able to more clearly be seen to us. It helps us. These can help us if they're used consciously and in a proper context.
Right. So we urge folks to do. Yeah, I was going to say, we urge folks to do research on this. We urge them to make up their own minds on this subject. And that includes some cannabis use, which is a big threat to the elite, and that brings up a whole nother show, whole nother time. Let's get to number 9 here, the number 9 solution. Here we go.
This is a pretty simple one that I think we all also have within our power, and that's the power of positive thinking, of seeing that the situation is not hopeless. It can be changed. We can will it into existence if we work hard enough, and transformation is possible. We need to see to the greatest extent that we are capable that the glass is half full and rising, that people are waking up. They are coming on to this in smaller numbers than we would like to see, yes, but it is happening, and something unprecedented is happening in human history.
You hear that, folks? There's others out there. There's others out there waking up, especially here on American Freedom Radio. I know there are. So let's get to the last solution here, Mark, the finale here. You ready? Finale, folks. Here we go.
Okay. Number 10 is, once you have a firm grasp of the dynamic that's taking place as far as the problem is concerned and as far as the solutions are concerned, you have a responsibility at that point. It doesn't end there. Learning more and more and more about what's going on isn't really helping anybody. That's just learning more and more and more about what's going on. See, that's just knowledge. Knowledge gets you so far. But at some point, it has to be converted to wisdom. And wisdom is what you do with what you know. It's actually taking all of that potential and information and then transmuting it into proper moral action in the world.
Wow. You hear that, folks?
That's what wisdom really is.
I love that final solution, number 10, taking the info that you learn about and doing something about it. What on earth is happening? Is his website, Mark, a fascinating program, buddy?
Bob, I thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll have you on again on India and Asia's program. I'm Bob Tuscan of TheyLie.com, TheyLie.com. Filling in for Indy, who will be back next week on American Freedom Radio. Of course, folks, we urge you to hear the things that we said and do something. And of course, American Freedom Radio has no taboo subjects, so we will look at all of the problems associated with the world we're living in order to do something. So again, from Bob Tuscan and IndianAsia.tv, American Freedom Radio, and TheyLie.com, I'll see you next time, folks.
Real solutions, real people, real action.
Hey there, this is Tom Ward with a question. What's in your water? Not sure? Many aren't. Still looking around heavy, expensive, and wasteful bottles just because you don't trust your tap water? Now you don't have to, thanks to Echolo Blue. The Echolo Blue 30 atmospheric water generator extracts moisture straight from the air or turns your tap water into 99.98% pure drinking perfection, continuously, efficiently, and without plastic bottles. At an average cost of just 20 cents per gallon at 8 gallons per day, you'll save lots of money over bottled water and ensure the health and safety of you and your family. Get off the grid and declare your water independence today. Go to echoloblue.com today to get the ultimate in pure, cost-effective, and bottle-free drinking water. Or call 800-691-6043. That's ECOLOBLUE.com or 800-691-6043. Echolo Blue, leading the water solution revolution.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders.
Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
I want it!
Rents Radio with Jeff Rents. Deadline Live with Jack Blood.
The Truth Brigade. Truth Jihad Radio.
Liberty Cafe.
Weird Radio Russell Dowden. And so much more.
American Freedom Radio.